One down, so let's play two. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Rain last night means two games today for the Brewers and the Mets. Game one started well.
Frelick, deep drive to right field. Announce your presence with authority, big fella. Sal Frelick homers for the second consecutive game. Six home runs on the year for Frelick, his first career leadoff homer.
Jeff Levering on FanDuel Sports Network with the call. Joey Ortiz would add a sixth-inning grand slam. Freddie Peralta, six innings of one-run, two-hit ball. The final in today's game one, 7-2. The Brewers beat the Mets. Game two starts at 6:10. Jacob Mizorowski will pitch against Blade Tidwell. Some other finals today. The conclusion of a suspended game last night at Fenway Park. The Red Sox beat the Reds 5-3. They'll play their regularly scheduled game later on this evening. Also this afternoon, it was the Pirates blanking the Cardinals 5-0. Detroit, an 11-2 winner at Washington. It was the Padres beating the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park 6-4. The Rays edged the A's 6-5. From the NBA, the Knicks are reportedly closing in on two-time league coach of the year Mike Brown to be their new coach. New York tried and failed to speak to several already employed coaches in their search to replace Tom Thibodeau. Brown has coached the Cavaliers, Lakers, and Kings. Two Milwaukee natives are being reunited in New Orleans. Former Golden State Warrior and Milwaukee Hamilton star Kevon Looney latches onto the Pelicans as a free agent. He gets a two-year, $16 million deal, while Milwaukee Kings' Jordan Poole winds up in the Big Easy after being traded by the Washington Wizards. Three teams have emerged as potential suitors for the just-released Damian Lillard. According to The Athletic, the Warriors, Celtics, and Lakers are all interested. Lillard was cut loose by the Bucks yesterday to stretch out the $123 million owed to him over 5 years instead of two. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.